It is time for Community Matters, brought to you by the First National Bank of Beloit Metro County Hospital Health Systems, as we are joined at the end of the month, every Wednesday at the end of the month, joined by Beloit City Manager Jason Raby to talk about what's going on in the city of Beloit and also affects other areas of our listening audience. And, well, first of all, good morning. How you doing from your bike ride? I saw that you did a bike ride. Well, that sounded really cool because I didn't have to do it.
Yeah. They have a beautiful farm and beautiful trails out there, about 9 miles of awesome mountain bike trails out there. So, you know, and Chad Lorenz and I thought it'd be a good idea to go out there and beat ourselves up for 5 hours and crashed a few times. My back's a little sore from that, but I think I survived and it was a lot of fun.
So, no broken bones? You didn't have to go to the hospital?
I thought I did a few times, but yeah. I was like, yeah, it's one of those. You just get up, keep going. Adrenaline's falling.
Are you hurt or are you injured?
Yeah, exactly.
You're just hurt. Keep on
going.
How
serious?
Yeah. How bad is it?
Yeah,
so. Well, it sounds like a good deal.
Yeah.
Glad you survived.
Yeah.
Well, let's update people. Let's start with the water situation because that's something that we talk about every single time.
Yeah.
And it's an ongoing process.
Yep, I think it'll be kind of those lifetime discussions here. But we're getting closer. You know, we're trying to move those keep using that analogy of moving those two football fields. Really, we're trying to run two offenses down the field, which is it's hard to do one sometimes, but. Kind of the cool thing is we got this Tuesday at our council meeting, especially for those that are interested, I encourage you to come and start educating yourselves and providing feedback. And that kind of, it's really a discussion is really what it is. Because, we're all on this journey together and trying to figure out, hey, what's the best thing for Beloit and the best options and from a, a safety and a water quality standpoint, but also from a financial standpoint. And so this Tuesday, we've kind of got it down to, those four options that we discussed, I think, a month ago or something. It's kind of a building a new plant on top of our existing plant, using some of the existing plant there, and then either drawing it from the existing river or, water source or from the lake. And then a second set of options was, just build a brand new facility, brand new plant, and again, use the existing water source, the river, or a pipeline to the lake. And with the two options using the pipeline to the lake, those would also still have a redundant. The goal would be to have a redundant draw from the river in case something happened in that pipeline along the way, so kind of a backup. But so those are the kind of the four we told the engineer to run with and say, hey, get us some rough cost estimates. Again, it's really hard to drill down really deep and detailed when you're still chasing four different options. It takes a lot of work and effort. So we said, hey, just get us, some basic numbers, some, really pad them. We don't want to be surprised, but at least so we can start planning and say, hey, let's narrow it down to maybe these two. And then we can start drilling down and really start figuring it out. So we're going to have those four, and then kind of what Mandy Lomax, our finance director, she's been working really hard the last week and a half on it too, and is just kind of how do those numbers look from a financing standpoint, but also how does it trickle down from a running costs, employee costs, the chemicals, the electricity comparison to our current plant, and then what does that look like when it gets down to Betty's and Billy's water bill, and that's what really people really care about, and we care about too.
Sure.
Balancing that with obviously we want safe, really good water, and all four of those options, like I've been telling people, it's gonna use a lot of technology and different things that are the water's gonna be. Perfect. It's going to, basically we're going to be able to take everything out of it and we're going to have to add minerals and stuff back into it to make it, good for your pipes and that kind of stuff. So all those technologies are going to be work really well and all those options are. It's just going to be, again, a matter of, I think, a little bit between, a brand new plant or kind of a, I hate to call it a refurbish or an upgrade. It's really not. It's a real, you're kind of stuffing a lot of new stuff into the existing plant using some of the existing infrastructure we have there. And then kind of that pipeline discussion and then getting it down to, like I said, what does that look like on our bill? What kind of water rates is that going to be? Even with those, you're talking, pretty long-term financing on that stuff. But, you're talking major capital improvements. And, the last plant we built, it was built in the 40s and I think operational in 51. And so, you think, oh, a 30-year note is a long time. Well, we do that in our houses all the time, right?
Sure. Right.
And but a 30-year note, that would have been paid off in 81. Well, that was my lifetime ago. So you kind of put all that stuff into perspective, so hopefully that'll kind of help us get it down to a couple really good options and really narrowing it down on the exact price and a timeline. And people keep asking, well, what does that mean as far as when would we be producing water? Well, I think probably the biggest, from what I've seen so far, the biggest hurdles is just going to be the time consumption of getting it through the approval process with KDHE. Mm-hmm. You know, again, we've talked about that a lot of times, of how they're really slow, understaffed, and obviously water's a huge issue in Kansas right now. So I think their pipelines for approval, that's going to be the, you know, you submit and wait, you know. But right. Again, as long as we keep putting pressure, we keep doing those things, you know, that's the part we can control. We can ask our legislators and different things to say, hey, can you help us out on that end? But that's going to be a different process. But at least we're keep feeding that pipeline, keep putting stuff in there, trying to keep that ball rolling. Because, you know, you wait another year, another year, you're going to have to wait anyways.
Right.
You know, so, but anyways, really good discussion. I'm looking forward to this Tuesday and you know, a lot of numbers and data and different things to talk about. And mm-hmm. and we'll see if that starts shaping a little bit clearer. You know, that picture becomes a little bit clearer here in right. the coming months. So,
Beloit City Manager Jason Raby, our guest today on Community Matters, brought to you by the First National Bank of Beloit, Metro County Hospital Health Systems. Sidewalks, trails, yeah. I've seen some work done.
Yeah, so those are kind of exciting things. Well, obviously we had, you know, East Main about finished out here, and it's been exciting to see. And I've heard from the neighbors along there, you know, the sidewalk, the number of people that have kind of used that as their morning walk route. Mm-hmm. You know, you got a nice stretch there going from, you know, near the Catholic Church and schools there to almost to the Casey's there. So, you know, it's a good stretch. I don't know how long that would be, maybe, you know, a half a mile or a quarter mile or something like that. But so people have really been enjoying that, and, you know, it's nice and wide. And so I think that's kind of building on some of the work that, you know, we've had that Healthy Eating, Active Living committee doing. And it's just, you know, really that talking about, you know, livability of your community and how connected it is. And whether that's for youth or for, you know, retirees that are looking for safe places to walk and be active and to get around town. We've applied for a grant and we received it, and we had an initial bid for Safe Routes to School, and thank, you know, it's a huge thanks to the Aware NCK team and Stephanie Simmons. They put together the phasing plan for Safe Routes to School. For a community our size to have this plan, they did that several years ago, mm-hmm. did all the walk audits and all the planning and the sidewalk conditions and all that stuff. So we're able to just pull these things off the shelf. When there's grant opportunities, we're just pulling off the shelf. And so the initial bid for that first phase, which is going to be 4th and 12th streets, was high. Okay. And so anything that goes beyond, we have to pay the whole, you know, mm-hmm. everything else is a match, but it's always like, well, you know what, let's adjust a little bit. We're not in a huge rush. Mm-hmm. We'll put it back through the pipeline. So that'll be let for bid in November. We'll feel really good about it. Mm-hmm. And bids are coming in better. Obviously contractors are looking for work now as right. opposed to in the middle of the summer, yeah, sure. you know, so right. Hopefully we'll get a little bit better pricing, and that'll commence early in the spring. So a little behind on that one, but, you know, we'll get it going and hopefully be ready for fall next year's school, which will be exciting. But we also, in the meantime, since they had that phasing and that plan done, there's some more grant dollars, and a lot of it's, you know, a chunk of it's always specified to rural communities or communities under a certain size. Mm-hmm. So that's why if we got our ducks in a row, we can jump in there, because, again, not a lot of communities, especially our size, had those ducks in a row. And so, we've had those active citizens and community members that have helped do that. And so that's, we're calling that 2B. Phase two, part B. And basically that's going to be a lot of your north-south connections. So we're going to be from the high school, which is a really kind of a bear for crossing, yeah, and, okay. you know, a lot of kids going across there, the football fields and all that stuff, mm-hmm. Baseball fields, the sports complex there, go around those curves and then eventually connect over to the elementary and then all the way down. Okay, again, a huge corridor that we probably don't even hardly know about because it's not very well accessible. I think once you make it accessible, right. it's going to be pretty amazing. You know, a lot of kids going back and forth to see brother and sister, you mm-hmm. know, to go home and stuff after school and that kind of thing. So, and then the other part will go down, I think, Poplar Street. And again, that'll just go as far as the grant and the dollars will allow us. But again, we'll keep tacking on as more dollars come available. So sure. we had a site visit from KDOT here about 2 weeks ago, and they saw it. And hopefully in September here, we'll hear if we get that one. So that would be really exciting and really get us a long ways to getting some of that connectivity just started, and people can really see it and get excited about it. And then we have our master plan that this HEAL, or Healthy Eating, Active Living Committee, has been working on for the last 6 months, and it's just about done. And it's, again, very simple, a lot of maps, a lot of, using the city. I can't remember what they called it, but, you know, kind of the fabric net, you know, of your community, of where things are and how you want to get to them, mm-hmm. to kind of say, hey, where do we need trails? Where do we need sidewalks? And so that's going to be something that, again, we'll have a catalog of 20 or 30 projects that, you know, this agency or this group, and, you know, that's where there's a lot of grant dollars right now, because that's what the big push is nationwide, mm-hmm. and we can just keep pulling them off the shelf. And again, I think for a town our size, it's not going to be super common at all. Yeah. And so we're going to look really good, and we're going to be able to get some of that. And again, kind of piggyback that on to other road or street projects that we do, or drainage improvements. And so it's really exciting to have some of that stuff. So yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Anything you want to add before we go, Chad? Any questions for Jason?
Cover it? The only thing that I was curious about, I've had a couple people ask me, we've been talking for several months at council meetings that you guys are updating and building a new website. Mm-hmm. Can you give people an idea how that process is going and when you expect that to go live?
Yep. Yeah. So again, it's just all about, kind of those channels of customer interaction, with citizens. We're in person, we're over the phone. The website's another critical part, and we learned that in the first impressions of, just how accessible and searchable we are. So we've made that move, and the nice thing is we're going to see some cost savings, but yet also some improved interaction. And so that's going to be probably going live in February is kind of the plan. So of course there's a lot of work and things to go on there, but
sure.
That'll be hopefully we'll have some pieces to show and things here in the next month or two to kind of get people excited about it. But it'll be a good thing.
Outstanding. All right. Awesome. Well, when's your next bike ride?
Boy, I don't know. I got to recover from this one.
Are you officially retired from bike riding? That's how I would go. All right.
Bike riding. I did a lot of road biking before. Yeah. You don't crash that much. Yeah, here, right. I was crashing all the time. Yeah. Man.
It's fun going down the mountains. Like I've done that before with my son when he was like six.
Yeah.
Back up. That's fun going down. But there's no way I'm riding up.
Yeah.
I'm barely walking up.
Yeah.
I'm getting the ski lift up, and then then we walk down, which isn't easy because it's hard on your knees. But there are people walking up, and I've seen folks that were biking up in the mountains and biking up and then down. I'm like, you guys are nuts.
Yep.
You're nuts, man.
And thankfully, this one's nice and loopy and mm-hmm. great and flat. But the thing is, those trees that pop up in surprise. That wasn't there before, and they don't move. You run into those, they don't move at all.
They don't move, but it seems like they move.
Yeah,
right?
You think you would. You could lean into it, but it doesn't do that.
You can lean into it. Yeah, that's not a good advice, boys and girls that are listening at home. Don't lean into it.
It's hard on the shoulders.
Just avoid that.
And that's how you end up at the chiropractor.
Yeah, I was Monday morning. Morning,
so. There you go. 801's our time. Jason, thanks for the time, man. We'll see you again at the end of September. Jason Rabia, Beloit City Manager, our guest today on Community Matters, brought to you by the First National Bank of Beloit and Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.